This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Let's talk green manure. No, I'm not talking about an animal with a gastrointestinal issue, but cover crops. These are plants with a purpose. They can help with soil erosion, weed control, and even fix what's ailing your soil. This time of year, you can plant oats or annual ryegrass, which will grow in cool weather and keep the weeds out, and then die before winter. You'll be adding organic matter and beneficial microorganisms that will boost your flower power for next year. Clover fixes nitrogen in your soil and will overwinter. There's a large variety of white clover called Ladino, which is supposed to be particularly beneficial. You'll turn this under a couple of weeks before you plant next spring. Another nitrogen fixer is hairy vetch. Sounds kind of awful, but no, really. This may also survive the winter, and you'll just turn it under come spring. Sow the seeds thickly to keep out any weed seeds and mow the plants down if they flowered to prevent any self-seeding and your cover crop becoming just a weed itself. Alfalfa is a nitrogen fixer also, but it's a tough perennial with an amazing taproot, which makes it harder to get rid of. I lived next to a farmer many years ago. He planted his cornfield and part of my land with alfalfa. Unless you plan on leaving it for a few years, trust me, this one's probably not the nitrogen fixer you'll want to use. If you've planted peas or beans in your garden, turn the dead plant material under after a killing frost rather than haul them out to the compost bin. I'll have all this information and more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. What do you want to know about? You can also email me at terri@GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.